All right, something we have talked about on this channel extensively is Donald Trump's very clear and obvious cognitive decline. He's 79 years old. He's the oldest president ever. Bruises all over his hands, swelling of his ankles. He's rambling more incoherently than ever these days, which, I mean, if you've watched Donald Trump for his entire political tenure, since the moment he came down the stupid escalator, I mean, the guy has always rambled incoherently. So to say that it's particularly bad now is very, very telling. He has fallen asleep during meetings, all of these things. And now this video going very viral in the last few days, I want to show you Donald Trump, I don't know how else to phrase this besides potentially soiling his pants in the Oval Office. I don't get to choose what goes viral on the internet. I don't get to choose what people talk about. And I know you know the feeling of looking at certain things like this stupid orange buffoon in the Oval Office and going, I can't believe we're here. But it's the truth. It's where we are. And so we've got to talk about it. Now, before I show you the video that everybody is talking about, let me walk you through just the last few days, some examples of Donald Trump's cognitive decline, some things that have led to more people talking about these health concerns. Fred Trump died in 1999 at age 93. Donald Trump's father, he had, Trump said, a quote, heart that couldn't be stopped with almost no health conditions to speak of throughout his long life. He had one problem. This was the other day, Donald Trump speaking to the press. Quote, he had one problem. At a certain age, about 86 or 87, he started getting, what do they call it? He pointed to his forehead and looked at the press secretary for the word that escaped him. Alzheimer's, Caroline Levitt said. Like an Alzheimer's thing, Trump said. Well, I don't have it. Is it something you think about at all? This person asked. Quote, no, I don't think about it at all. You know why? Because whatever it is, my attitude is whatever. That bottom part makes a lot of sense. Definitely makes me feel much better about Donald Trump and the fact that his father had Alzheimer's. And I mean, so like, if you could put anything on a poster to just one thing, if you could pick one thing that shows Donald Trump and where he's at right now cognitively, it's the idea of saying, oh, my father had something. What do you call it again? Oh, yeah, Alzheimer's. Probably not a good sign. Just the other day at the opening of Melania, an amazing movie about the first lady. That was obviously sarcasm. This video, a lot of people talked about. Look at Donald Trump in this clip.
So then, what is something that you want people to take away from this film?
Here in this film, they will see a lot of emotion, passion, grief, sadness, celebration, love. Yeah. So that's the message from the...
I know that it's only like 15 seconds or so, but Donald Trump, the way he's standing, the way he's kind of looking around, the way his arms are, like he just looks off. Even I saw this clip and I was like, you know... You always kind of see Donald Trump looking goofy, but I'm like, what is going on here? I don't know what, you can let me know what you think of this in the comments down below, but he almost looks like he's like moving so fast, but so slow at the same time. I don't know if that makes any sense. This article from the other day, Trump health fears erupt over U.S. president's habits. Quote, he will collapse. This is from January 28th. Donald Trump's health remains a topic of concern and interest for many following his remarks over his aspirin use, bruises appearing on his hand, and his ally RFK's remarks over his diet. Now, his sleep schedule has come under the spotlight once again. So this from just a few days ago. He previously said he only sleeps 4 or 5 hours a night, but his apparently team is worrying that his lifestyle is not sustainable. One senior staffer reportedly told New York Magazine, quote, referring to the president's alleged need to nap on the weekends, he will collapse, as in like whatever he's doing right now is not sustainable. Donald Trump obviously saying, quote, I think 5 hours is plenty. I find that when I'm really enjoying myself, I sleep less. Not a great sign, in my opinion. I get the president is going to sleep less. But obviously, Donald Trump also saying in his New York Mag interview that he's in amazing, perfect health. There's never been anyone in more perfect health. He randomly takes MRIs. He has his doctor takes MRIs of him just to show what amazing health he is. If you remember Donald Trump claiming he got an MRI, but he didn't know why. He didn't know what part of the body he got the MRI on. And then us later finding out it wasn't even an MRI. It was a CT scan. I mean, it's endless. It is endless. So let's go to this clip that people are talking about. what the event itself occurs in the beginning of this video, and you're going to watch the reaction from this person in green. Take a look.
Chemists are coming up with new opioids faster than the government has been able to keep up. We're going proactive on these new chemicals.
That's great. Now I hear fantastic things. Thank you all very much. We really appreciate it a lot. Thank you, Oz. You're doing a fantastic job. Thank you all very much. I appreciate it. Thank you, please. Thank you.
Mr. President, can you respond to the new Fox poll that says people think ICE's tactics are too aggressive?
So this is getting a lot of press online, claiming that Donald Trump, he made some noises, and then the woman in green making some facial reactions like it smells bad, and then ushering the press out. And I'm going to play this beginning part one more time for you. Listen very closely.
Chemists are coming up with new opioids faster than the government has been able to keep up. We're going proactive on these new chemicals.
That's good.
So you heard a little, gee, this is just unbelievable. You heard a little noise there, and then this being the reaction from the woman in green, her looking at Donald Trump when she hears the noise, covering her nose, and then, not looking too happy here. Maybe a little overblown, but I kept seeing it on Twitter. I'm like, you know what? Let's make a video about this. Let's talk about Donald Trump's clear and obvious cognitive decline and the things that are relating to it, whether it's this or, again, the bruises on his hands or the swelling of his ankles. Again, you can let me know what you think about this in the comments down below. And, again, if you're watching this video and you're like, who are you? My name is Chris Mowry. This is my daily video on the Adam Mockler channel. And if you enjoy this type of content, you can go right down below and subscribe to both Adam Mockler and I right down there. It would mean a lot. I now record a daily video on this channel, and I am so excited to be back. And I just want to mention, whether it's this or the MRIs or the slurred speech, or the bruises we see on his hands, it's stunning to me how many things we just kind of forget. How good the right is at taking any one instance of, let's say, Joe Biden at the time, and it's like front page, it's all anyone can ever talk about for like a month. But like, Donald Trump has been seen falling asleep multiple times, over and over and over and over again. It's like nobody even remembers this stuff anymore. Remember this? Look at this.
But all the wonderful men to the right who worked so hard on this, Peter Welch, it is a bipartisan issue, and understanding where we are in this country and how important the health of certainly our children are is so important. USDA is posting today.
I mean, he's completely asleep. Like, there's no way you can tell me here that Donald Trump is not asleep. And lastly, to end off here, I remind you, look at how many different versions of Donald Trump's hands we have seen. I just looked this up on Google, but like, how many different colors can Donald Trump's hand be? We've seen this many times. It just lathered in makeup, which is really telling because the guy is orange. So it's like somebody in the White House is competent enough to do makeup. I know that for a fact. He's orange every single day. They know how to do it well enough. But it's pretty telling that, you know, they put this much makeup on and they can't, you know, blend it to get it to, you know, conceal it all. And then times where we don't see the makeup, and it's just, it's very, very bruised here. At points, we've seen both hands kind of appear bruised, at least one. This photo, it's looking kind of much darker than it was in the last one. There's just so many different examples of Donald Trump's hands looking bruised, not looking good, and the White House claiming that this is because he shakes so many hands. There's never been a guy who shakes more hands ever. He's the healthiest, most amazing guy ever, and he just shakes so many hands. I mean, there's been other presidents, I think, if I can remember, at least a couple other presidents who have shook hands before, and they didn't have this problem. But remember Donald Trump saying, when talking about this in relation to the MRI that he didn't know why he had, that turned out not to be an MRI, but a CT scan, that he takes 325 milligrams daily of aspirin, which is four times the 81 milligrams, often referred to as the low dose or baby aspirin, that doctors typically recommend for cardiovascular disease prevention in the United States for certain patients. So Donald Trump out loud said, like, yeah, part of the reason I bruise is actually because I take 325 milligrams of aspirin a day. The doctors tell me I shouldn't do that, but I've been doing it for so many decades. And him saying that it's like a good luck thing. That's what Donald Trump refers to the aspirin as. It's good luck. And that he wants thin blood pouring into his heart, which makes so much sense, right? I understand what that means. I want thin blood pouring into my heart too, right? This is absurd. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. My daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. Make sure you subscribe to both of us down below. I've got big videos coming for my channel in the coming days, so it'd mean a lot if you checked it out. I appreciate you so much. Have a great rest of your day, and I will see you in the next video.